This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble ahead of 2020. And you know what? You who've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, hear me talking about this for the last 2+ years, you know I'm right. You're starting to get it yourselves. Welcome to the program, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Definitely want to hear from you. You go ahead. Send me the note. Kevin, you were right. You were right. I was all worried, but you know what, man? You've made me a believer. I didn't make you a believer. The information made you a believer. I hope you weren't just going off of what I said. I mean, I gave you a lot of information, but you have to discern it for yourself. But now you're starting to get it. Now you are doing what you're supposed to do, which is make up your mind for yourself. Why aren't you celebrating, though? Maybe you don't have enough information. Let me help you out. Democrats can't rely on the millennial vote. I talked the other day. Bernie Sanders way down with the millennial vote. You hear about this? Let me ask you, do you think the kids are as excited as they were in 2008 in the time of Obama? You think they are as excited as they were in 2012? You've been voting for Obama, yet they're going to get to vote for crazy, creepy Joe Sanders, Biden, whatever, all of them. Any of them? Are they happy about it? I think you know the answer. So, millennials aren't going to be flocking out there. Oh, you could lose your right to at your body choose whatever, you know, whatever they say. It's a woman's right to choose. There was a woman, I was in D.C. last week. There was a woman who was walking around in a shirt, a black T-shirt. I believe her. Do I need to tell you she was part of the hairy underarm crowd? I don't think I need to tell you that. I believe her. D.C. is crazy. But you know what? Even D.C. is getting it. I rode with, 8 to 10 Uber drivers and 3 or 4 cabbies. I ask them all the same question. Things better, worse? What do you think about politics? Almost all of them said things are better. Better now that they don't have to deal with Trump. I mean, deal with Obama. You know what I meant. Better that they don't have to deal with Obama. So there was that. That was good. But they said their business was better. I won't say they're feasting, but they're doing quite well. But you know what was really interesting? A couple of them were admitted Republicans. That was an interesting thing. You should be celebrating what's going on. Millennials, not going to turn out. We don't have to do voter suppression. The Democrats are excellent at voter suppression. All they do is tell people what they do, what they believe in. Right now, the big thing, oh, Jason Bateman, he says he's not going to work in Georgia as long as they can't let a woman do thing with her baby. And people are like, so what? I don't need to watch Ozark. But here's what's interesting. I'm tweeting when I heard this. I tweeted, oh, Jason Bateman obviously loves to kill black babies. You know, these white leftist women love to kill black babies. The Democrats, great at killing white babies. I'm surprised Twitter didn't kick me off. They just shadow ban me. No need to kick me off when you just don't let anybody see my stuff. Woo! What else did I do in D.C.? Met with our legal team. We got some lawsuits coming. Look, you got to support us. You got to support us. We got people ready to go. Lawsuits ready to launch. It's going to be good times. We're going after academia. We're going after a lot of stuff, a lot of people. We're the judicial watch over the Constitution and certainly academia. Check out SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. What else are Democrats losing? The women's vote. Donald Trump is doing better with the women, with the ladies, than any of the lefties. Got a crazy number of women. In fact, women are not only voting for him, women are also donating to Donald Trump in massive numbers. Apparently, they didn't get the memo. Or, you know what it is? It's that their husbands are beating it out of them. That's what it is. their husbands, the women who donate to Trump, their husbands are like, you better donate to Trump or I'm going to beat the crap. I'll donate to Trump. Please don't hit me anymore. You think any of the conservative women are saying to themselves, you know what? I'm sick of these hairy underarm feminists trying to tell me how to behave, telling me that the only reason why I do things is because a man tells me to do it. I think I might just revolt. You think there's some women on the other side of the aisle that are going, you know what, I'm getting tired of being made to feel like a child. Maybe I'll move my vote as well. Oh, let's see, how's Donald Trump doing with the black folks? Well, I don't know. To hear Candace Owens tell it, she's single-handedly bringing all them black folks over. That's pretty scary. Here's what I'll tell you. The black vote is going for Trump. Maybe Candace Owens is bringing it. Maybe it's a bunch of other black folks. Wink, wink. But the fact is, the left is not going to win the black vote. Not this year. We have a project that's absolutely going to blow the doors off of the black vote. Coming up. What else we got? The independent vote. Yeah, you got to remember the independents. Last time I checked, State of the Union, 72% of the independents love what Trump had to say. It's been hovering around that number for Trump on various issues, immigration, tax policy, foreign policy, etc. I don't see anything changing between now and election time. So, there you go. Going to be ugly, ugly, ugly. Start looking at the intersectionality. Do you know what that means? You guys know? Intersectionality. All the different ways that you impact your world. For example, are you a minority? Well, there's intersectionality. Are you gay? There's intersectionality. Are you whatever? Are you a woman? The more intersections that you have, according to the left, the better it is, right? The better things are for you. So, anyway, there's intersectionality. Maybe that's going to help some of the leftists. I don't even know what to say about it. Does that help them when they feel like they're part of all these various groups? Oh, boy. Mark Cuban made a comment. He says, Donald Trump is going to steamroll the Democrats. He's going to steamroll them. I'm just saying, this is a guy who wanted to run as a Democrat. Now he's saying he may run as an independent. And he's now saying that Donald Trump is going to steamroll the Democrats. Not good news for Democrats. That's all I'm trying to tell you, people. Big trouble ahead in 2020. And here's the thing that I didn't even mention in this first segment. Democrats got this issue with Barr and all the people that Barr's been about to go after. Not good news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are in big trouble. And the reason why is as clear as you watching the signs. And one of the latest signs just happened last week on Friday. Attorney General Bill Barr rebuked the Democrats and their claims that he lied and when he placed himself in contempt of Congress. And in fact, I don't know if that's technically true. He is in contempt, right? He didn't show up. Anyway, he says, I think it's a laughable charge. Yeah, I think it's largely being made to try to discredit me because they may be concerned about the outcome of the review of what happened during the election. That's pretty much Barr throwing down the gauntlet. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. He said the Democrats are criticizing him because they may be concerned about the review. Anybody doubt that? And let me put it to you this way. They've made an enemy out of Barr. Do you think Barr is feeling some angst or he's feeling like, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me? Or do you think Barr's like, you know what? Bring it. I'm telling you, I think Barr is saying, I got you. In fact, there was a supposedly a deal with him and Pelosi, where Pelosi, they saw each other at this event here in D.C. when I was in D.C. And Barr walks up to Pelosi and says, "Hey, did you bring your handcuffs? Did you guys see this story?" Yeah, Barr's like, "Did you bring your handcuffs?" And Pelosi's like, "Well, no, but the sergeant at arms is here just in case." And Barr just walked away like, whatever. Let me ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson, so do you believe that the Republicans, Donald Trump, Bill Barr, any of them are running scared? These are people that were calling for his head. You think he's running scared? Because I certainly don't think so. There was a report that came out about the Dodge. Well, before I even get into that, let me tell you what Sarah Carter tweeted. She says, "A high-level dispute over which senior government officials pushed the unverified Steele dossier broke out. Comey says in 2016, Brennan insisted on including the dossier in the assessment. Brennan says, no, Comey wanted to use the dossier. Now we've got finger-pointing. Do you think that this is going to come to the conclusion that they wanted to?" Here's Fox News reporting on that very story.
"The argument over the origins of the Russia investigation, well, it's heating up as high-level officials begin pointing fingers over who pushed the unverified Steele dossier in the weeks leading up to the inauguration. And as Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge reports, the answers may be found in an email chain.
A dispute over whether former CIA Director John Brennan or former FBI Director James Comey pushed the unverified dossier during the presidential transition has broken out into the open after U.S. Attorney John Durham was tapped by Attorney General William Barr to investigate the investigators. The records are not public, but sources familiar with the content say December 2016 emails indicate Comey told Bureau subordinates that Brennan insisted the dossier should be included in the formal intelligence assessment on Russian election interference. That report, called the ICA, was delivered 2 weeks before President Trump took office.
I think that it's one more place for Mr. Durham to start."
Former Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, now a Fox News contributor, had access to the sensitive records. He called on Durham to review how the unverified dossier was used in October 2016 to secure the surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide, and then, 2 months later, apparently considered again for the Russia intelligence assessment.
"Brennan and Comey, right now, the only thing they seem to share is a hatred for Donald Trump. It's going to be interesting if they begin to turn on one another. I've seen the document. I'm not going to describe it any more than that. Comey's got a better argument than Brennan based on what I've seen."
In a statement to Fox, a former CIA official put the blame squarely on Comey, saying Brennan and former intelligence chief James Clapper, quote, "are the ones who opposed James Comey's recommendation that the Steele dossier be included in the intelligence report. The intelligence analyst didn't include it because it wasn't corroborated intelligence. James Comey then decided on his own to brief Trump about the document."
Comey's lawyer did not provide an on-the-record response. The inspector general is expected to release his findings on surveillance next month.
Did you catch the key phrase in Catherine Herridge's report? Welcome back, by the way. She says, Comey's attorney. Yeah. And Trey Gowdy's alluded to Comey having a better defense, if you will, of this than Brennan. But all I can tell you is, get ready to celebrate, people. Get ready to celebrate. This is vindication of everything that we've been talking about. I don't care whether you're Alex Jones or I don't care whether you're Alex Johnson. This is vindication of everything. This is exactly what we've been talking about, the crooked nature of these leftists and this attempted coup. And Brennan, who's been running around, I mean, just go back and listen to any clip of Brennan you want. And, you know, you just listen to the vitriol that he has, the animus he has towards Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that a guy like that served in the role that he did. Because here's what I will tell you about those agencies. It doesn't matter how you feel about the president. That's, presidents come and go. Your job, when you're over the CIA, the NSA, you know, and those types of agencies, is to be fair, is to to make American people understand that it doesn't matter what your political ideology is, you are going to err on the side of righteousness. And see, that's our problem as conservatives, is we definitely live that, we live that honorable way. But these lefties don't. But let me tell you, Barr's not afraid. I've already talked to you guys. Shifting from Donald Trump over to Barr is a desperation move for the Democrats. I mean, I don't know if you can show more desperation than that move. That is them saying, we can't get Trump. Let's go after the new guy. And the new guy's done nothing. And for you to make, try to make somebody believe that Barr is suddenly behind Donald Trump, a man who doesn't have much interaction with Trump, he's a Bush guy. Bush people don't really like Donald Trump. Look at how the Bush family left the White House with the Obamas coming in, and they were talked about, they were ridiculed, Barack Obama blamed everything on Bush, I could go on. And now they're BFFs. That's how bad it is that they now see the Obamas as better friends than Donald Trump. Now, I get it. They're butthurt over how Trump treated Jeb. I understand that. But you would think that their ideology, right versus wrong, would win out. No. So anyway, Barr comes from that ilk. So the idea that, oh, he's a Trump homer, you know, he's going to make Donald Trump look, is ridiculous. And people that are watching this know it. But let me tell you, you go back, you play this clip again on the on KJRadio.com. You listen to what Catherine Herridge said, and you tell me we're not winning this battle, that now that these guys are going at each other, we don't have a reason to celebrate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally.
two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others as Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning. The shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Green New Deal. That didn't give you a real impression of how that went. That didn't go very well. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're speaking about the Green New Deal. That was a young lady at an event that I think it was Bernie Sanders and AOC, and she was supposed to get the crowd going, and that was going to do it. It was going to linger. People were going to be, yes, bring us out some people. Yeah, let's talk about energy, Green New Deal. Woo. Didn't quite work out that way. The left, they're reeling on multiple fronts, and this is a good thing. And here's what is even better. And I remember when they had like one thing that was an issue for them, and then it was two, then it was three, and I felt like we were in danger of our messaging getting too muddled. You know, Trump had won on taxes. He was winning on foreign policy. Many other wins. And the left, it seemed like we were just bouncing around. Now it's good. It's good. And here's why it's good. Trump never backed down. It never backed up. And now these things are coming to fruition. I want you to understand what's happening right now. I just told you. Barr has got a backbone like it was made from steel. Or titanium, okay? Barr is not going to back down. Democrats shifted from Trump because he didn't back down. Barr's not going to back down. They've even talked of getting rid of Lindsey Graham, having him impeached. I mean, it's gone bananas for the left. They're in big trouble, but there are many, many other signs. I'd ask you, name me their candidates. They have 22, 23 candidates. De Blasio said he was going to get in. In fact, President Trump commented on De Blasio getting in.
I can't believe it. I said the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that. I would be very surprised to see him in there for a long period, but it's just not going to happen. If you like high taxes and if you like crime, you can vote for him. But most people aren't into that. So I wish him luck. But really, it'd be better off if you get back job for the little time you have left. Good luck. Do well.
Excuse me. I love it when Trump just addresses the obvious. And most people would say, don't fight down. He's not even fighting. He's like, this. I'm just trying to save this guy some energy. I'm trying to save the Democrats from themselves. I think it's wonderful. But look at what's going on with him. So, by the way, de Blasio goes in the Trump Tower. The weather didn't permit. And he gets booed and heckled at Trump Tower when he's trying to promote some nonsense. I think it was the Green New Deal and the fact that I'm going to put Donald Trump's business building out of business. So he's telling everybody who's built a skyscraper in New York, I'm going to put you out of business. But here's the clip.
One of the things I think could be a grounds for compromise is physically limiting the speed of e-bikes and making them similar to the pedal assist bikes, so having a speed that they can't physically go beyond. That might be part of solving the problem.
Welcome back, everybody. De Blasio is going after these electric bikes. Have you seen these bikes? They're like electric bikes. I have a friend. He's in his 70s. He and his wife have these bikes. He loves the bike. Because if you're going up a mountain, it gives you a little bit of an assist. But it's not like it isn't meant to last 100 miles. It's only meant to last, you know, for an hour ride or 2 hour ride or whatever. De Blasio he's going to save the planet through electric bikes. I mean, just the idea that people are on an electric bike, I think is pretty interesting, pretty cool. I didn't ride Mike's and Carol's. Because one of them had gotten accidentally dunked in the lake by his grandson because he got chased by bees. Crazy. Anyway, but they love these things. I can't wait to ride them, to be honest with you. But anyway, the thing they talked about, they said de Blasio grew hoarse shouting over the cranked up crooning of Frank Sinatra tunes playing in Trump Tower, the lobby, as he tried to promote the Green New Deal. The mayor had planned a press conference outside of the tower that houses President Trump's Manhattan residence, but Mother Nature forced him to go inside into some very unfriendly territory. So hecklers were there, people that love Trump, and you wouldn't think this is possible in New York, but they were like, oh, boo. Some of them had signs. Other people were just walking through like, boo, screaming at de Blasio. Fun video to watch. So de Blasio says, had the weather cooperated, we would have been outside. I guess it was that global climate change that messed up this rally. Oh, man. And, what was funny is I don't know how funny it was, but just the idea that he had to go inside and face the music, but he's inside of a building telling the residents of a building, because Trump Tower is a residence, I don't know if people know that, but he's telling these people that I'm going to take this building down. Now, why did he do it at Trump Tower? Why didn't he go to the Empire State Building, as an example? There's an old building, probably not energy efficient, and I could go on. Why does he pick Trump Tower? And, of course, the president's mocking him on his potential run, and it gets worse. They polled New Yorkers, and they said, hey, your mayor may run for president. And you should see the Twitter, I mean, the various responses that they published on Twitter. People are like, oh, God, you know, leave it alone. Just let it, you're a loser. I mean, look, I don't know. I guess at the politics of New York, because I'm not sure what I should believe with the media. But I presume it to be very liberal. I presume people like de Blasio's policies in the majority. They voted in Ocasio-Cortez, right? But you wouldn't know it from those responses. So I'm just telling you, the Democrats have nothing. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Mark Cuban saying Donald Trump is going to roll over the Democrats. Other Democrat pundits are saying the same thing. The economy isn't cooperating as far as the Democrats are. It's too good. I could continue. There's no good news. I'm not even, look, folks listening to my show, KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson. I'm not trying to make you feel good for any other reason than telling you the truth. There is nothing good to report here for the Democrats. They had the nerve to talk about Trump's foreign policy like it was horrible foreign policy. You know what the Chinese's response is to tariffs? Asking its people, you must stop buying American goods so we can make a point. We are a big economy, blah, blah, blah. And America's going, you're a big economy, no question. But we can do things to hurt your economy, too. I want you to imagine if Donald Trump decides he's going to subsidize our products and going into China and in order to just give them away in that market. He's got $375 billion to play with. So if he did nothing except say, you know what I'm going to do, America? I'm going to make it to where you can go buy all the things you've wanted to buy. We're going to subsidize everything to the tune of $375 billion, but it won't go in to the Chinese economy. It'll go into our economy. And we may be buying a bunch of frivolous crap. We may be buying motorcycles and extra cars and vacation homes or whatever. But that money will be going into our economy. Doesn't matter how you slice it. That's a win for us. Now, you don't want to do that long term because you don't want people to believe that they're going to get these things at cheap prices long term. But for the short term, we could cripple the Chinese economy. I was talking to a kid who's graduating from George Mason, one of my Uber drivers, and he doesn't get. I said, let me explain to you. You tell me how you can lose if every time I see you, I get $4. I give you $5 and you give me $1 back. How do you lose? The only way you lose is if I stop giving you money. And in a 10-minute Uber drive, he goes, you know what? You're right. I go, I know I'm right. It doesn't matter what we do with our money. If it isn't going into the Chinese economy, they're in bad shape. And I did a show not long ago with one of my friends, Dan, who lives in China. He says, Kevin, these factories are idle. They have too many. They're over capacity. They're going to have to get these people back to work. So there's a lot of good news going on around here that we've got to continue to talk about. And you need to be made aware of. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more clues how the Democrats are in triage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What a difference a president makes when it comes to dealing with the insanity that we've been dealing with for decades, and certainly over the last decade. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm talking about Donald Trump's ability to say, I'm going to address immigration and these banditos coming from Mexico and Central America, and but Donald Trump saying, I'm going to address the nonsense of the LGBT lobby as it pertains to the military. I'm going to address the border issue. And I'm not just talking about the Mexican. I'm talking about the wall. I'm going to address this Green New Farce. that people are talking about, that they wanted us to believe that there was no way you could get elected unless you buy into the Green New farce. So we have that. President Trump saying, you know what? I'm done dealing with Russian collusion. It's gone from a witch hunt to a con job. And you people are going down. And guess what? That's what's happening to them. Well, I talked earlier about de Blasio getting booed and heckled while he was doing the Green New Deal rally inside of Trump Tower, a building he says he's determined to shut down. He's going to stop people from building these skyscrapers. I could give you 5 hours of crazy leftist nonsense if you want it. Anyway, President Trump, and I'm reading this, slammed the Green New Deal during a speech to energy industry workers, saying the progressive proposal to fight climate change might be a bigger hoax than the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. elections. That is the most, that's the hardest language that anybody's used in addressing this Green Deal farce. He says this, the Green New Deal is a hoax, like a hoax I just went through. Yeah, he's just talking about promoting liquefied natural gas, which is a clean energy gas, an extract that comes from oil exploration. And he says, I'm not sure, it might even be a bigger one, and mine was pretty big. He told the audience, everybody in this room gets fired if the plan, the Green Energy, Green New Deal plan, is ever implemented. Everybody go home, you just lost your jobs, he said. AOC, Democrat out of New York, wants the U.S. to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 while shifting to renewable energy such as wind and solar. This is a woman that has no idea how energy is produced, harvested, maintained, stored, whatever. She has no clue. The United States, we've been lowering emissions over the past dozen years, Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said, and he's over the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. He said, the cost of doing what they're proposing is so expensive, it would blow a hole in our strong and healthy and growing economy. Those are the facts. And yet, you've got Bernie Sanders in cahoots with AOC, not because he necessarily believes everything she says, even though he is a big enough idiot to believe it. It's because he thinks she can help bring him the youth vote. AOC cannot bring the youth vote. There is no clamor for her outside of New York and a bunch of leftists who will just follow they follow anything. Yeah, there's the elites all over the country that, so AOC was at our house. We invited her to a party, and she said, there's that type. But if you think there's a movement for AOC, have her go to any college campus, and I'll prove it. So then you also have O'Rourke. And let me just say this to the leftists. If you're one of the morons who supported O'Rourke, and it's safe to call him Beto again, because the guy wrote to me and says, Kevin, don't call him Beto, so he can have a cool nickname or whatever. I didn't think it was that cool. But my Beto on Beto is he is DOA, meaning dead on arrival as far as his political career goes, because this guy has tried every gimmick in the book, and he's now dropped well into just simple single digits. And he's in big-time trouble. But he's not the only one. Kamala Harris, single digits. All these candidates, single digits. Vanity Fair pretty much put a nail in the coffin of Beto's choices. And even though, admittedly, he did a pretty good job himself. And here's what Market Watch had to say. Beto O'Rourke may be second-guessing that Vanity Fair cover, but the magazine's editor-in-chief has no regrets. Just before the Texas Democrat joined the crowded 2020 presidential field, he graced the front of the glossy monthly March issue with the quote, I want to be in it. Man, I'm just born to be in it. The piece didn't win him the political traction he might have expected. However, instead, critics complained that he came off as privileged and entitled. He stuck his foot in it again during a speech in Keokuk, Iowa. Is that the way you pronounce that? K-E-O-K-U-K? I don't know how to pronounce it. He said he helps his wife Amy raise their 3 kids sometimes. So he didn't do himself any favors with the Me Too movement, who were like, huh, what's going on with this? But anyway, with Vanity Fair, they came back and said, oh, yeah. Here's what O'Rourke said. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. Like, I'm uniquely positioned. Like, I'm in it. You know, I was born to do this. This is what you get is white privilege. But once somebody made the comment about it, then he was like, well, I didn't mean it that way. And the Vanity Fair people who were with him when he did said it said, no, that is the way he meant it. He meant that, you know what? I have all the advantages to do it. And then O'Rourke wanted to walk it back, which, by the way, I wouldn't have walked it back. I don't know who this guy's handlers are. He took on all of Bernie Sanders' old campaign people, which I told all you guys, that's a huge mistake. What do you care? These are losers. You're going, okay, I'd like to get Bernie Sanders, the loser to Hillary Clinton. Let me have that loser team. Oh, Kevin, come on now. Sanders really didn't beat Clinton. No, he didn't. Oh, you could argue with me. Well, Kevin, he really did kind of beat him because, you know, if he hadn't washed up. No. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He didn't beat Clinton. If he was going to beat Clinton, he would have stayed in and he would have done it. He didn't do it. He lost to Hillary Clinton. So his campaign is a loser campaign. Because if they couldn't convince the candidate that we put all this time, energy, effort, money, and on, and you're going to quit, we're going to make it public that you're a quitter. You're never going to be in public office again. We're going to ruin you because I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm running for office and I find out you're cheating against me and my team, we're not quitting. You're not going to buy me out. Listen, you know you're losing because I'm kicking your butt by cheating. So, why don't you just get out and I'll give you a couple $1 million? No, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to make sure people know who you are and what you do. So, anyway, O'Rourke grabs all these losers, puts them on his campaign, and what he forgets is that the fundamental part of his campaign that will never change is him. This is the guy who thinks he can do it with gimmickry. His most recent thing was they live streamed his haircut. Really? Do you think you're that interesting? Hey, they did this with Obama. He may not have even wanted it. They talked to us about what burgers he ate. Oh, Barack Obama stopped to tie his tennis shoe. Look at him. Oh, look at him. He's coming off the beach. He's the best looking 50-year-old man ever. And on and on and on. And I'm looking at this stuff going, are you people losing your mind? This is a dope smoking, bisexual, worthless dude who never should have been president. And they're, fawning over the idea that he ordered a hamburger and he took a bite. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. O'Rourke, struggling. All of them struggling. And I mentioned this the other day. So Biden comes out. They go, ooh, Biden's making separation. He's in the 40s. Everybody else has dropped considerably. So it's Biden in the 40s at the time and Bernie Sanders down below, double-digit teens. So that's what they were talking about. It wasn't 2 days later that Biden was already down into the 30s. Now, the Democrats wanted to scare everybody off. But now you've got de Blasio, who says he's coming in. Stacey Abrams, who says she may come in. And there's one of the governor of Montana, who did enter. And there's a couple more. Apparently, they're not even afraid. They're not afraid of Democrat leadership. They're not afraid of diluting the party ticket. They're not afraid of anything. There was a time where there's no way a Democrat, with the field that they currently have, that leadership would let anybody enter the race. They would be going to the guy in Montana and say, you have lived as the governor of Montana for the last time. They'd go to Stacey Abrams and say, your career is over if you get into this. And on. They have no power to do anything. Trump's proved it. He is an innocent man who they try to get. But more importantly, Barr is proving it in their faces, and he'll do it every single day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.